Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. It's the Tony Perkins Show, featuring Gary Stein. No, they're not related. They're just good friends. It's Tony and Gary.
Sooner or later, it'll just be us doing the theme song. No actual music. It'll be us going, bam, bam, ba-da-da-da-da-da-da.
No one's listening to the show because of the way we sing.
Yeah, no, that's true. In fact, that might be hurting. So we should stop doing it. Hello there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to yet another episode, episode 24 of the Tony Perkins Show. Starring.
I'm going to go with that. Starring Gary Stein. Wow. Is that a premonition for the new year?
Maybe it is.
Wow.
Big bright star.
That's right.
First thing I'm going to do is get you off the show.
Welcome to the show. I'm Tony Perkins.
I am always Gary Stein.
And we are thrilled to have you here. This is our end of year episode, the final episode of 2014.
Yes.
What a wonderful year it has been.
You know, it has been an amazing year.
It really has been.
The only thing that's going to eclipse that.
Yes.
Is the next year.
The next year. You're absolutely right.
Thank you.
Bigger and bolder things.
Better.
This podcast is going to explode grow.
Oh, yeah.
The TV thing is going to happen, and yeah, it's going to be great.
You go into every toy store, there'll be dolls of us, but they'll be invisible because we're doing a podcast.
It'll just be a little, microphone.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I do all the time.
Well, you're starring now, so.
Yeah, that's right. That's my show. I never thought I would be so excited about this, but yes. I really am. You know, I've had a cold all week. It's been a difficult week.
Yeah.
And I bought Afrin about 15 minutes ago across the street, and I just shoved this up my nose. And I want to tell you how well this stuff works. I just cleared up the sinuses of all my neighbors. I am so clear right now that it makes me want to sing, but I won't.
Are you mentally clear as well?
No, I'm talking about sinuses only. Yeah,
all right.
That's not going to happen.
We are joined, as always, by our trusty youthful ward, Rob Ford. Hello, Rob.
Hello, gentlemen. How's it going?
Going great. How was your Christmas?
My Christmas was really, really good. I really enjoyed it.
Looked like you had to think about it for a second.
Yeah, you did.
You're not sure you remember your Christmas.
Well, you know, the holidays, eggnog, what are you going to do?
Spiked eggnog.
We're happy you survived it. And you may hear another voice, another laugh in the room. We are joined by, first of all, let me tell you this. We're going to have guests galore today.
Well, why don't you explain the premise?
All right, let me explain the premise before we introduce the voice.
Yes.
This being the end of the year episode, Gary and I have decided to do something a little bit different.
Shameless.
It's shameless. We're going to come right out and say that we are the co-presidents of what we are calling the Nepotism Society of America.
And I'm very proud of that.
Yes.
And there's a theme song and a robe you have to wear. I know you don't like robes. I know.
Especially white ones. Well, yeah,
that's why ours are a different color. But we, you know, listen, unabashedly, good word, we are the presidents of the Nepotism Society of America, and we are going to celebrate our families today.
Yes, we are.
But we're starting by celebrating the Moore Network family.
Yes, so we have in the studio with us, hasn't been with us for quite some time, ladies and gentlemen, Oscar Santana.
Salutations. Welcome back.
Sir? Remember when you guys got the hot chick and then lost the hot chick?
Yeah, that's right.
Took Rob Spiewak and then he was your producer and now you've got Rob Ford.
Yeah, well, how about that?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Rob Ford,
our boy has grown up.
Yes. He really has. Yes. He's grown up right before our eyes. We watched him shave for the first time.
Only a couple Nixon cuts.
Right. Unfortunately, it was his back that he was shaving. So.
Oh, wow.
It's not
wait a
pleasant
minute.
To see.
Wait a minute. How did you see that?
Don't
go there. You know what was difficult, though?
What's that?
Well, when he was going through puberty, he was very much like most ornery teenagers, and we almost decided to jettison him. But he made it to the other side.
He got his act together.
He's really good.
Yeah. You guys are the best. Thank you for having me on. Appreciate
it. We're thrilled. How was your Christmas?
Navidad. It was great.
Yeah, Feliz Navidad.
Yeah, lots of time in church. Over the Stations of the Cross.
Yeah, really?
That's what we do.
Really?
Honestly, that's really what
Seriously?
We do.
Yeah. Okay.
It's very boring.
I didn't want to. But you know what? That's what it's all about.
That's true. You know, I love walking with my mom and saying, oh my goodness, this is what, the 36th year we're doing this.
Wow.
And nothing has changed.
Wow, that's great. That's great.
I still do. I believe that regardless of what your religion or faith may be, it's nice to be with with family.
Sure.
So if that's what brings you together, that's what brings you together.
Sure.
You know?
Did you go to church because you had a lot to atone for?
Oh, no, no.
That's your religion.
Yeah, well, but we only go one day.
Yeah, we just go every Christmas and, you know, probably midnight mass this time since we spent it in the D.C. area. Usually we have to go to Pittsburgh, or I was hoping we'd go to Beverly Hills, where my sister is now.
Ooh, wow.
But apparently that was not to be.
I was hoping we'd go to Beverly Hills.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun.
Is your sister a bigwig in Beverly Hills?
No, her and her husband work at Cedars-Sinai Hospital.
Oh, okay. So they can't help us.
Yeah. No, they can't really. Okay. They can't help us in the world of entertainment.
Right.
But if you're having a baby.
That's not what we care about. We just want to know what pushes us forward. That's all.
Trajectory.
I thought when you were saying that no matter what religion you are, I thought you were going to say, no matter what religion you are, we believe that God Almighty is the one true God. And
yes.
That's what my mom would say in Spanish.
And it's gotten the entire world in trouble through history.
Funny. Well, we're very glad you're here. And one of the reasons we wanted to have you here is
shake me down?
No, not to shake you down.
Gary shook me down when I came in.
Did he really?
Train fare.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
And frankly, you're not paying fast enough.
And what I don't like is he actually wrote on the invoice Feliz Navidad.
I did.
That's not a gift. And so,
well, it's a gift in that I gave him the invoice.
No, but we want to say we just want to talk about what a great joy this has been, and you've been such an instrumental part of this, putting the show together and helping us out with the launch and the initial weeks and all that kind of thing. And we're having a blast, and we really appreciate it.
It sounds like it, gentlemen. What's great about what we do is, and it's going to be hard to translate, but I hope the people listening understand that when you hear radio shows on your way to work or listening in the background of the barbershop. There are some shows that love being there, right?
Yes.
And then there are other shows that fake love being there.
Yes.
And as a professional broadcaster, you can tell who loves being there and who's faking it.
Yeah.
You guys love being here.
Yes.
Totally.
And it is a joy to listen to, because even on my end, I listen to a handful of podcasts outside of the Moore Network.
Mm-hmm.
But I love knowing that I have another Tony Perkins show starring Gary Stein.
Oh, that's really nice.
I love knowing that there's one in the queue when it comes out, because that's what I'm going to listen to. I look forward to it, because you guys genuinely, one, you put a grade A show on, top notch, but you love doing it, and it translates.
We really do love doing it, and we also love the fact that we're able to be back together again doing something like this. The only one who fakes it is my wife.
That would be all wives.
So thank you.
But this is a joy, and you really did quite a bit for us.
I'm happy to be here. And next year, we just talked about it right before the program. It's gonna be a new year, mm-hmm. and it's the next level. I mean, you guys, think about it. You're already on TV.
Yeah.
Right? Yes, we are.
You're on TV.
We are.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you.
So we've got radio, we've got TV. It's onward and upward, you know?
It's been an amazing journey. In
a
short time, all I had to do was decide to give up producing, which I really fell into after my, as Tony put
TV
it.
TV producing,
right. My failed acting career, as Tony likes to say. And life is amazing, because I decided to walk away from that and thought, well, I guess all those opportunities are over as a performer, and the world opened up because Tony presented the opportunity and you presented the opportunity to us.
Yeah. You guys rule. So
Gary, and I love seeing this side of Gary, because he's one of the funniest people in the world to me. He really makes me laugh.
You.
Seeing him enjoying himself, and to be able to pull him out of the world that he was in. He had left TV producing, and I know you haven't wanted to talk about this, but let's be honest. For the last year and a half, Gary's been managing a PetSmart,
and it's
just so far away from anything else.
But when they made me dress up in the dog suit to try to sell products, that's when I said, I've got to get out.
I've got to get out.
Yeah.
Now, let me just say, because Oscar and Rob looked very concerned, this is not true at all.
No.
He has not been managing a PetSmart.
he's on the grind. Yeah.
I'll go with anything. You know?
Why not? Speaking of TV, thank you all. As you know, we've had a couple of weeks now where we've been on Channel 5, Fox 5 in Washington, with Off the Cuff, 15-minute show that's aired the last couple of Friday nights at 11:15. And you saw the Christmas show. Want to let you know that that show is rerunning on New Year's Day. So if you didn't see it, be sure to check it out. It's on Fox 5. I have to apologize. I don't know what time it's rerunning. So
right. We'll post check your local listings.
Yes, as they say. Yeah, yes. Check your local listings. But we'll post it on Facebook and Twitter. The holiday episode of Off the Cuff with Gary, Sarah Fraser from DC 107.3 and myself will air again on New Year's Day.
And it happened because Tony smartly pitched a TV version of our podcast.
Yes. Boom, bam.
Yeah.
Boom.
There you go. There you go. All right, Oscar, we don't just want to have you here.
Yes.
Because
we you don't have to say it like that.
No.
We don't just want
I've
you.
I've got to go.
Yeah, no, don't go yet.
No.
Mr. Ford, if you could dial up Rob Spiewak. And we'll get the two of you at once. Rob has to join us by phone.
But this can be dangerous. I hope so.
Could be dangerous.
I think it'll be fun.
Yeah. Well, you know.
But you also know that, like, and we talked about this on air, Rob still, like, his fire burns bright because he loves you. Like, he loves you. He has a man crush on Tony.
That's not true. Rob Spiewak?
Yes, let Oscar talk some more.
Hey, don't you want to wear your skin as a bodysuit?
No. More of a cape.
That's a cape.
I don't want to tell you what Oscar's been saying about you because you're likely to hang up. Just stay with us, okay, buddy?
No, it's fine. And Oscar, really, be practical. There's not enough Tony skin to cover my body. This is there.
Hey, I'm here.
Maybe a best.
I like that. Mr. Spiewak, how are you?
Very good. How are you, fellas? Thank you for calling. A pleasure to be a part of your show.
Happy holidays to you. I hope you had a nice Christmas.
Oh, it was a delightful Christmas. I got everything I wanted.
Oh, really? Well, that's very good.
Yeah.
That's great.
I assume we're time shifting, right?
Well, yeah, that's right. Yes, we are. Thank you.
Now, I guess we should say, just for, to be totally clear, now, Gary, Christmas is a holiday that falls on the 25th.
Yeah.
And what happens?
The 25th of what month?
It's usually December, and
okay.
The people that did not have Chinese food, they exchanged gifts.
We had Chinese food and we went to a movie.
Yeah,
and
that's exactly right.
Yeah.
You're holding up your end.
hey, Rob, can I tell you this is the honest truth? Yesterday, Gary and I were trying to figure out schedules and everything, and
right.
You did say, so on Christmas, on the 26th, then we can't do... I said, whoa, Christmas is not the 26th.
Aww.
Listen, I can't remember when Hanukkah starts because it moves.
But Christmas
every year
never moves. Christmas never moves. It's always the 25th.
Who decides the Hanukkah?
Yeah.
First of all, nobody calls it the Hanukkah. It's simply called Hanukkah, like Christmas is not called the Christmas. Okay?
Well, I think that it would add a certain amount of excitement if you call it the Hanukkah. And what I think is the Hanukkah is determined by Jackie Mason. And what happens, he figures out where he's scoring when he's got a gig, and
right.
He says, these 8 days work, let's do it.
I think you're right. I think you're onto something.
Here's the thing about Hanukkah. Number one, it shifts every year.
Yes.
So it's hard for,
you know
for
why?
Gentiles
you know
to
why?
Figure out when it is. Why?
Because we can't stand still. We never know who's after us.
they send out a memo a couple of weeks before. All right, this year it's...
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Right. This year it's going to be in July because we are a constantly moving target.
It makes sense. It's all becoming clear
when,
now.
When was it this past year?
It started on, I happen to know
Tuesday.
This, yeah, December 16th.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, for
cool.
8 days.
It used to coincide cool. more with Christmas, and now it seems to be always before Christmas, way before.
Yeah.
You're using the Hebrew calendar, right? So does it shift early? Will we ever get it, like, at a Halloween?
Well, you know what? No.
Because you could put the menorah in the jack-o'-lantern.
Hey, Rob?
Wow.
How
Rob,
dare you?
You were going to be a contributor today. That's all.
Okay.
I have actually, and there's only a few people will know what I'm talking about. I'm going to have Hanukkah coincide with a Jewish holiday I'm making up. You might get it, you might not, and frankly, I don't care. It's called Shatukas.
Shatukas.
And that's, I don't know on Shatukas what we're actually going to be celebrating.
I think there's an insult in there somewhere.
There, well,
yeah. I can't wait to put that into Google Translate.
So Hanukkah moves, but here's the other thing. The spelling of Hanukkah changes.
Well, there are various versions. It doesn't change. Year it isn't with an H, right. And the next year it's a CH.
Is this a CH year or an H year?
Right. It's, you know what? We're a confusing religion.
Well, that's why we have questions. And we're turning to you, you know.
Oh, good. The rabbi. Yeah.
Rabbi Stein. Yeah.
I'm so religious. Yeah. I have the payas down the sides of my face.
Shalom.
Yeah. Yes.
Oscar just threw out every Jewish word he knows.
Gary was carrying in his big horn today right into the studio. It's parked outside.
Speaking of horns, there are some people out there who think that us Jews had our horns cut off at birth.
No.
It's true.
There are
people in the country who think that, maybe not now, I'm going to give the country a break. When my stepfather was in college, his roommate brought him home for the holidays, mm-hmm. and the roommate's grandmother kept looking at my stepfather's head, and he said, why are you looking at my head? And she said, I'm looking to see where the horns are.
Come on.
I swear to God.
Are you serious?
I had an experience like that in my own life. There are some people out there, listen, one of the most famous statues of Moses ever done with horns.
Wow.
I really don't know why.
Yeah.
I think it's symbolic of the light that emanated from his head.
Oh.
Are you?
Because he was pious and holy. It's in the trailer for the Ten Commandments. All of my physical knowledge comes from
not even the movie, the trailer.
Yeah.
No, the trailer.
Right.
Well, yes. The movie was 6 hours long. They didn't have time to do the backstory. If you want research, go to the trailer.
Yeah, but that's where you get your information for everything, every movie trailer.
Exactly. Oh. What do you know? I'm not answering until CB DeMille tells me so.
Right. You're not even defaulting to Wikipedia.
Right. I love it. That is so funny. Well, Rob, we've already said this to Oscar. One of the reasons we wanted to have you guys on was to thank you for everything, helping us launch this show, approaching me initially like you did a year ago about doing a show and all of that. And because we're having a ball, it's been great. And we thank you guys and we celebrate you guys because you've helped make this 2014 a fantastic year. And we're very excited about 2015.
Well, you're very kind to say so, and skin suit aside, you guys are a pleasure to work with, and not only am I excited to have you a part of the network, it's exciting to get to know Gary because he's such a cool guy.
Oh, thank you, buddy.
And to see you two work together, and Tony, you and I have known each other, you know, off and on for a long time, mm-hmm. but it's exciting to see you two work together and put the podcast and see how it's grown so quickly and the fan base has grown, and now you're big television stars, which is also nice. And we are very, very proud to be associated with you and thankful that you would choose the more, you know, the launching pad for your program because it's great. Everybody loves it. So Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And happy Hanukkah.
Thank you.
You know, and I've got to say this, and we'll, you know, I'm sure this is boring to listeners with a schmooze fest here,
nah,
but I would not go. There's no way.
Oh, and Oscar, you can go F yourself.
Love you too.
That's the curveball that keeps it from being too boring.
That's right.
Have you guys made up and you know, kissed or hugged it out? And you got there's no more jealousy between the two of you.
No, when he stole my job.
No, jealousy has to remain. That's the bedrock of the relationship.
It was tough at first, but then when you guys broke up, then I was like, see, they're a handful. They're high maintenance.
Well, we broke up.
real quick. I think we have a special guest on the line.
Do we really?
Yeah.
Who's on the line now?
Hello?
I'm here.
Hey!
Yay!
Oh, God. I was just listening to Rob ready to puke my ass off listening to him do his Jerry Lewis crap.
I'm so
we're
glad
doing,
you
we're
said
doing
it.
We're doing podcasts, and it's like, I swear to God, I was listening to an Oscar acceptance speech. Oh my God.
Well, you know, that's not right. I've never accepted Oscar in my life.
Oh, my God. Oh,
Mike O'Mara.
I love Rob. Like, you know, he's a brother. He's a son to me. But when he does that, it's like,
You don't enjoy the nice
talk. I want to say why it was so great and the development that you have. And I'd like to thank Myron Mendelsohn and what Myron has done. And you guys took this and you molded it. And you know, there were people at Creative Arts that said you couldn't do it. And I'm sitting here in Leesburg and it's grown and the development, and I love you, and it's so wonderful with the joy and the good. And
hey, Rob, did you get your jukebox fixed?
You know, before I address that, I just want to say I accept what Mike says at that very moment because of two things. He's old and he's lonely. Anyway, so.
And that's Jerry Stick. That's old and lonely. He's old.
That's right.
He's lonely, and he doesn't understand the good and the thing
and the love and the
nice and Rob and I are now both doing Martin Short doing Jerry, which is great. Which is awesome.
Hey, Mike, this is featuring. I know
who you are.
Yeah, I'm worried. I'm worried about your impressions. I didn't know if it was a good idea to call and even thank you because I knew that you would punish us for thanking you.
My name is Gary Stein. I'm happy to be with you. It's great to be here. I've just finished a very long run in the Catskills, and I look forward to having everybody. Mike O'Mara actually thought that I was a young man when this podcast started. He didn't realize I was 83 years old.
That's right.
Great. No, you know, so the gang's all here.
This is great.
So Oscar reminds me, and then the guys will tell you that Friday they say, will you come on Tony's show? They're recording the middle of the day on Saturday, and they both know me so well that I would forget. And so I forgot, and Carly yells at me. She said, you don't have your phone turned on, and you got some messages from Oscar. And I said, there they are. Okay, I completely forgot about that. And I forgot that I was supposed to be in my studio doing this. And so Mrs. O'Mara says she's running into Home Goods to get one item for a Christmas tree. A skirt for a Christmas tree.
Right.
That's what she's getting.
Simple. Oh, you got to have it.
That's 28 simple. Minutes later, she comes out, heart bursting, and many more items were purchased. But I made it here, and
we're
very glad.
Thank you. And so, you know, Oscar was completely wrong because he said, boy, is Mike going to be pissed off to be called on a Saturday.
No, this is the Oscar and Rob, you will agree. I have said this. We have said this to each other. This is the show. This is our AAA show. This is the one we want to explode. This is, you guys get better guests than we ever even think about getting. And this show is this is the gem. This is the crown jewel. And we're thrilled to have you guys on. This is very cool. And I hope that the show explodes and gets really popular and gets lots of advertisers. And I love this show. And a lot of people are talking about this show, and that's the truth. And I'm not doing the schmooze.
Yeah. Now, my question is this, though, is, you know, you do have an amazing history of guests thus far.
Yes.
But on this episode, you've booked Mike and Oscar and me. Well, is this the end of the road?
It's the end of the road.
I ran out.
We're down to, I think next week's guest is Jimmy Osmond. So we're way down the
list.
That's
been a good run.
Yeah.
That is a good run.
And since I'm pretty old timey, I want you to know that I booked Topo Gigio.
Now the guy who did Topo Gigio is dead, so it's just the felt mouse.
Yeah. Yeah. See, and I laugh out loud because I'm old enough to love that joke. That's the way it goes. I saw Topo Gigio, and I saw Topo Gigio when I sat down with my family and watched Ed Sullivan.
Yes.
We watched all that, you know, and then I forgot who did the impression, where it's, you know, right after the waltzing mice, the aerial photographs of Kate Smith, the Maori fire eaters. That might actually be a John Biner bit when John Biner was doing Ed Sullivan.
Yeah. And then, of course, the mouse. Oh, Eddie. Kiss me goodnight.
Back in the day, we were playing in the back of the car. My parents were smoking Kent cigarettes with the windows rolled up. You know,
that's what my dad smoked. Kent cigarettes.
My folks
and was there a cigarette called Cool?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There still is a cigarette called Kool, right?
I was thinking about that the other day. When we were kids, we would be in the back seat rolling around. There were no seat belts even in the back seat. Ashtrays all around the car. I used to play with the ashes that were... put your finger in them, try to shape them into...
Windows rolled up in a station wagon in the back. If you were in the back seat, your father driving 75 miles an hour on the main turnpike, reaching around over, you know, the car changing lanes to, you know, take a swing at my sister. And I. That's what would happen.
That's why Ash Wednesday was more popular in the old days, because people were playing with ashes.
Sometimes
it wound up on your forehead.
You know, it's funny when you mention Ash Wednesday, though, being raised Catholic, I remember thinking, I have so much access to ashes in my daily existence that I probably wouldn't have to go to the service, and I could just, you know, reach into one of my father's 15 of them that he had in the house and, you know, put the thing manure dust in the dust.
I could just walk into my sister's room.
I have to say, I think we were a better and stronger society back then because, you know, we're babies now. You know, every place you go, oh, this is gluten-free and no nuts and no smoking, not even within 30 feet of the building. And all. Come on.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And I think it feeds the narcissism and everything else that it's me.
This is great because, you know, when we were doing Good Morning America years ago, Tony would tell everybody to put their cigarettes out. So don't, you know, all of this make-believe how annoyed he is about what goes on today, he's full of it.
No,
Well, let's make him smoke a pack today.
The only time I've ever smoked, I've never really smoked. I was in a play in the 80s, and my character smoked, so I had to smoke, and I was very bad at it. I would light the cigarette, put it in my mouth during the play, and cough.
Really?
It was terrible. Yeah. It was terrible.
You know, I joke about you guys at Good Morning America, and I joke with Tony about it all the time, and you know, I kid you about Diane Sawyer all the time, but I'm just curious, and I'll throw this out there, and I don't know if you've discussed it or not, but Rob and I made a pretty big deal about the fact that Mike Nichols passed away and what a genius he was, and I was curious whether in your tenure over there at GMA, if he ever showed up on set and you ever had any experience with that guy. Did you guys ever get a chance to meet Mike Nichols?
I would love to answer that just to stop Tony from talking. For a second.
A lot of tension in the room.
We moved from a very small studio to the Times Square studios, and on the day that we did our dress rehearsal,
Mike Nichols came in, and we.
What did I tell you? So, you know how he has to speed up my stories. No, so Diane invited Mike to give notes after we did the dress rehearsal, and he walked in, and it was really like the guy brought the tablets. Everybody was sitting around, and Mike said, "These are the things that I think you guys need to focus on." It's the only time I did meet him, and he was spot on to telling Charlie Gibson, his wife, the rest of us, about some of the little tweaks and things that we could do. And I was thinking, oh my God, this is Mike Nichols.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, just an amazing genius of a guy. And I, you know, it was sad. I when I realized, you know, with all the bios that were out there and all the obits that were on him, the body of work that he had, that was very, very cool.
Yeah, he was quite amazing. We did celebrate him a couple of weeks ago.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
That was Oscar.
I didn't know Oscar was in the room. Oscar, you've been conspicuously quiet. Have you been participating today or what?
Yeah. You guys are the stars, you know?
No. Oh, stop it. Jesus.
I hate when he makes believe he's humble.
No, what you guys are missing is, I know you've all seen the movie Star Wars. When this situation happens, Oscar powers down like a droid. He says, "I'm not needed. May I step away, Master Luke?" And then just, he does it every day during the audio vault.
I just don't know who Topo Gigio is.
Oh, okay. At the end of the Ed Sullivan show.
He doesn't know Ed Sullivan.
Oh, let's start at the base. Oscar, do you know what television is?
Topo Gigio was a little mouse puppet. Was he a puppet or just... I think he was a little figure.
He had no strings on him, so he was just...
I think he was a marionette, wasn't he?
No, I think he did have strings.
He was a marionette in front of a black screen, yeah.
Right. And he was
actually he was a Greenwich Village condom puppet.
Oh, my goodness.
See, he can say that.
The vision's in my head now. Oh, my goodness.
Those are the best puppets.
Is that why when Topo Gigio was on, it was the only time Ed Sullivan smiled?
Yeah.
Hi there, hello, Topo. Now let's please welcome one of our fabulous Greenwich Village condom puppets, Topo Gigio.
That's great. Well, listen, Mike, I know you got a busy Sunday putting the skirt around your Christmas tree, but...
even busier Saturday, that's for sure.
What's today?
What Saturday, Tony.
Saturday, Tony.
You said Sunday, but we were kind enough to let it go.
What did I say?
Sunday.
Christmas. Oh, I said Sunday? Because we're talking to Ed Sullivan, and that's when Ed was on.
That's because you're adjusting your skirt. I'm
tree skirt. There's American merchandising for you. A tree skirt.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Now, do we need that in the 70s, Tony? We didn't need a tree skirt.
You put some newspaper down there.
Absolutely.
That's right.
You know, when I was a kid, we didn't even have newspaper.
Right.
Exactly. When you were a kid, you didn't have a tree.
Bada-bing. Well, on behalf of the Mike O'Mara Show, I know I speak for Oscar and for Rob also when we say we're so happy that there are two things that make me happy. How good the show is and the incredible response the show gets. That's a fact. We hear about that all the time. And Tony, on a personal note, I hear it in you. And I think I hear it in Gary, too. I don't know Gary well, but the fact is you guys sound like you're just having fun doing this every week. And those are both things that I wanted. I wanted the show to get noticed, and I wanted to get more noticed. And we're going to keep hammering that and getting the word out. And I know you guys are going to do the same thing. But I'm so psyched that you guys are enjoying this because it really sounds like it.
Loving it, Mike. Not enjoying it, loving it. And I thank you.
And
really.
Mike, let me say we've known each other for 30 plus years, went to college together, and we're friends. But I so appreciate the opportunity to do this. Because we've talked over the years, my day job, which is a wonderful job, it is, I don't have the freedom to do whatever I want to do. You've given me that freedom. We just roll with it. We run with it. We have fun. And it means the world to me. So thank you so much.
Well, for the people that are listening to this show, everybody should know that Oscar, Rob, and I, we sought out Tony. We went to Tony. We wanted to get him. It was a big deal when he said yes that he wanted to do this. When Tony talked to us about doing this show, he said, I've got somebody who's at the top of my list who I want to do this show with. And Gary said yes. And Gary's doing the show now. And so continue to rock and roll with this, guys. I'm thrilled for you. I'm very, very happy. And now it's back to retail. My entire afternoon of flipping retail. I'm out of here. I'll
Hey, right. Thanks for joining
Mike
us.
O'Mara, bye. Thank you, Mike. And the rest of the Mike O'Mara crew. Rob, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Hey, love you guys. Merry Christmas. Here's to a great year ahead.
You too.
Oscar Santana, thank you for everything.
Thank
we
you
appreciate
guys.
It.
Thank you, Oscar. Get out.
Tony Perkins Show, featuring Gary Stein.
Ah, yes, indeed. Great fun.
Was that fun?
That was great fun.
That was
fun.
Fantastic.
It's like a little mini version of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yes, it was.
It's fantastic. I love it. All right, so in keeping with our theme, now remember, we said we have a theme, so that was a celebration of our Moore family, the Mike O'Mara
radio family.
Yeah,
that's right.
Now we're going to talk a little bit and enjoy some time with our actual families.
Oh, yeah, and we're not hiding a thing here. We're celebrating ourselves.
Yes.
And we're celebrating our families, and we hope you appreciate it.
Yes. You've heard us mentioned before, Gary's talked about his wife, Sarah Partridge, who's a great jazz singer. We'll hear from her in a little bit. But joining us in the studio, I'm very excited and pleased to say, is my 11-year-old son, who you've heard me talk about many, many times, Connor. Hi, Connor.
Hello.
Hey, Connor.
How you doing, man?
This is awkward, but I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to clap for myself.
All right, that's fine. Get right up to the mic there. I want you to be right on mic. How you feeling today?
I feel good.
Now, we've never done this before. You have been on the radio with me before. Well, actually, you've been on TV with me as well.
Yes.
Are you nervous at all?
This kid doesn't get nervous about anything. I'm nervous. I've always been nervous because I knew as soon as he's on the show, I'm gone.
No, that won't happen. happen. I'm the one who's more likely gone. In fact, earlier, Connor came in and saw our sign. What did you do to the sign there when you came in?
The sign?
Yeah, the sign that says, The Tony Perkins Show featuring Gary Stein.
Oh, so I went ahead, I crossed out Tony. I wrote my own name there in, what's it called? Yeah, I wrote my own name there in invisible Sharpie. And then I also crossed out my dad's face and put an invisible picture of me up there.
Yeah.
So you know it's my podcast now. Yeah. It's mine.
You know what I love about that?
What?
He kept me.
Yeah, I know. Well, remember, we've established before. Okay, let's talk about this, because Connor, we talked about this once on the show, that you actually said to me, after having heard a couple of the podcasts, you referred to Gary as being the funny one.
Correct.
Yeah. Were you joking around just to kind of, you know, take a shot at me?
Do you want to feel good, or do you want the honest answer?
Oh, I want the honest answer. I don't care if he feels good or not.
Wow. What's the honest answer?
Gary is the funny one.
Wow.
Whoa. Dad, you're my favorite because you are my dad, but Gary's the funny one.
Another good answer.
Wow.
He could be a politician.
He really could.
That's great.
There's one thing he can't be. He's 11, and he is my nephew, and I'm very proud of him because he's so incredibly bright. Mm. So bright, he scares me. He really does.
Well, I can say this, and Connor, your mom and I have told you this. You make us very happy. You make us laugh. He's a very funny guy.
He kills me.
Yeah. That's my job.
That's your job.
I'll be here all week, everybody.
Oh, we got rim shots. We've never had a rim shot. Connor gets a rim shot.
Yeah, he probably called it in and said, I'm going to need a rim shot.
But don't tell Tony or Gary that he sent me the message.
That's right. Cha-ching. That's funny. Well, listen, I want to ask you about a couple of things. Number one, we were trying to fool everybody and say, you know, this show's airing after Christmas, but we've recorded it before Christmas. What do you want for Christmas? I know some of the things, but can you tell us what you want for Christmas?
I basically want all football gear. But I do want an iPad mini.
An iPad mini. Wow.
Because there are a few apps that I want to get, but we can't get it on the iPad, on the family iPad, because it's too full.
Mm.
And my mom's phone is also too full.
Mm.
So
I wonder why they're too full.
Yeah, who puts stuff on them?
Yeah, who puts all that stuff on them?
I don't know. I mean...
Are they full with, like, sports games and stuff like that?
Not mom's phone, but yes, the family iPad is mm-hmm. filled with sports games. But who puts those on there? It's
yeah,
just
somebody sneaks in. Someone sneaks in.
Oh, okay. You asked me what I want for Christmas. So, there.
Tell your Uncle Gary, since he's the funny one.
Okay. Well, still, there was. I have a quick funny story.
Okay.
You remember this from last night.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. So. My mom wasn't very careful, and she had ordered me a custom fat head.
Tell Gary what a fat head is, because he thinks you're referring to me.
I love when you put yourself down, because then I don't have
right.
to.
Right. What's a fat head?
A fat head that. Is basically a poster. It's sticky, but it's not really a poster. It's only the player, so there's no background.
Like it's a football player, and you mm-hmm. stick it on your wall.
Not just football players.
Well, and it could be a baseball player, but it's him, like, in action, and it's a bit like a big poster. You stick it to your wall.
I've actually seen people who have, like, the Hulk and stuff.
Okay. But you would prefer football, I would imagine.
So
you put on your list.
Yeah, I put on my list a custom fat head. I wanted a cutout of me to put on my wall, and... Mom, apparently, she ordered that. She wasn't very careful. She put the order form on the table in the kitchen.
And you saw it.
Yes, I saw it.
Oh.
I saw it. And we laughed about it. My mom was rejecting it, but she was smiling and laughing. I could tell she was lying.
She was trying to explain it away, but Connor would have none of it.
He would have none of it.
Yeah.
You cannot fool the master.
Now, I have to say, I didn't know it was a fat head of you. Are you sure?
Yeah, because it said custom fat head.
Oh.
And I had wanted a custom fat head.
Wow. Is it you in action? Is it you playing football?
Probably.
Wow.
I don't know what pictures he chose.
Oh, okay.
Can I suggest a Christmas present for you?
Go ahead.
Okay, so you're only 6 years away from driving.
Oh, yes.
I recommend that, you know, it could be me, or it could be your parents. Somebody needs to get you a fantastic car waiting for you to turn 17. And here's why. Your father is driving a car that I would be embarrassed to even sit in. And if you would do me the favor and lend your father the car for the next 6 years, it can then become yours. Because when the leather is gone from the steering wheel, yes, you probably should get rid of the car.
Okay. I'm frugal.
Yeah, frugal's a good way to put it. With Connor here, I'm not going to really say what it is. But anyway, that's just a thought, Connor. I don't want to trump your presence or anything.
Well, based on old things, let's talk about your phone.
My phone?
Wow.
Yes. What, you come in with material? We've talked about my phone.
I didn't even prep him.
No, you didn't.
No, you don't have to prep Connor.
No, we're not talking about my phone. I want to ask you about school. School's going well.
Yes, it is.
This past week, you had FLE.
I'm gone.
No, don't go.
Goodbye.
Don't go. No.
Goodbye.
He said if I brought this up, he was going to leave. No, let's just tell the listeners what
I don't know
is.
What it is either. I need to know.
What does that stand for?
Family life education.
Family life education. That's what they now call sex education, essentially.
Oh, I thought in his case it was talking about educating your family. Because
I wish.
So how was it? Did you like it?
It sucked.
Whoa. Wow, you're not allowed to use those words.
Yeah, that's a kind of
you know.
He said it before. I've let him go.
You have?
Yeah. Why did
you let
you
him
not
slide
like
on that?
I let him slide on that.
No, yeah. So we won't mention the thing I said last night, not knowing you had me on speakerphone.
Yeah, Connor. Connor was in the room.
Yeah.
What'd you think of Uncle Gary and his language on the phone?
First time he said a bad word around me, so.
But you know, you're supposed to warn people that they're on speakerphone.
I
said a bad word for Connor, and I'm very sorry.
A very bad word.
Yeah, very. A very, very bad word.
Like one of the worst, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But I was using it in a pleasant way, you know, so.
I didn't warn you because you rarely use that language, to be honest.
I
didn't expect it. So FLE, what did you all talk about this week? Did you, tell me some of the topics.
Oh.
Did you talk about actual, when a man and a woman are together?
Yes. Yes, we did. Please just stop talking about this topic.
You know what? At 11, he's not really supposed to like this topic
that
much.
I know.
I hate
at 11,
this topic.
At 11, you want to play football and hang out with your friends and, you know.
Yes.
But
he's right.
Yeah.
He's right.
Yeah.
But it's important for you to learn it. Maybe you don't want to learn it this second, but it'll be there for you.
Yeah. Yeah. As long as you know it.
This is not a topic you bring to a podcast that goes
if you're 11.
On iTunes that people listen to.
No, we're not being dirty.
No.
No. It's we can talk about this.
He doesn't want to. Move on.
Yes.
You know
move
what?
On.
Let me tell you something, okay?
I'm with Gary.
Gary can read the room.
I know that you're his favorite, even though I'm the funny one. But I think that when your son doesn't want to talk about a topic on the air, you just respect him and you move on.
This is a topic that we talk about in our house.
Okay.
It doesn't go outside the house. It doesn't go outside the school. The teacher already told us only to talk about this with your parents or legal guardian.
So they didn't say talk about it with millions of listeners on the air.
Yes, they did not say that.
Okay, it's episode 24.
We got to school you, Tony.
For the first time, I've been reprimanded by a guest, and it's my own son.
But I don't think it's the first time Connor's reprimanded you.
No, it is not. It is not.
No.
This relationship is pretty interesting. All right, I will drop the subject.
I love my nephew.
Thank you.
What do you want? You want to talk about football?
I would love to.
Let me ask you a question, and then we'll move on, because we got to get some of Gary's people on here, too. Football. Redskins, next year, you know I'm out, right?
Yes, you
right.
are out.
You're sticking with them?
Yes.
Okay. RG3, does he play for the Redskins next year or not?
Next year. That's a hard one. I don't know if he will play, but I will say he will not start for the Redskins next year.
Wow. So he could be the backup.
Yeah, he could be the backup. I say you build the team around Colt McCoy next year. I think that's what they should do.
All right. I like that.
You know what? He's probably right.
Yeah. I think that's a very reasonable and sensible answer there.
Now, you know, I don't know all that much about football, but I think he's right about RG3. I think that he's probably not going to be starting.
Now, you're a baseball fan. Ask him, do you have any baseball advice or
questions?
Yes.
I have a question. Do you think A-Rod will be starting for the Redskins?
No.
What good do you, answer.
Do you know what's gone on with A-Rod over the past year and that he was actually suspended from baseball?
I believe so, but that's only from watching Saturday Night Live.
So do you think that somebody... Okay.
That's your news source?
Well...
Wait, I'm on the news. Wait a minute.
That's right. He's not getting it from you.
I'm not enjoying
this. Let me ask you something general, then, that affects A-Rod. If you've been suspended and you haven't played the game in a year and you're getting to be an older player, do you think that he can come back at the top of his game after all that time off?
Top of his game? No. He could be a decent player, but I don't know much about baseball, so I'm just taking guesses. But he could still be good, but he's not going to be at the top of his game.
My prediction is going to be that if he does play for the Yankees, he's going to DH, and then they'll see whether
Delaware?
Or not...
No, DH. Designated hitter?
He's going to be a designated hitter for the team, and we will see whether or not he has what he had in his earliest days in baseball, when perhaps he wasn't doing certain things.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Next time, we need you to say the whole word, we do not know baseball very well.
Oh, DH?
No.
I'm sorry.
Now he's reprimanded
I've
you.
Just been reprimanded. I think that's all the time we have for Connor.
Thank you, Connor, our guest.
No. This is all the time we have for you. It's my show now.
Connor.
We've never extricated an 11-year-old before from the show.
It's been a pleasure having you on the show, though.
Thank you. I have enjoyed it as well. But before I go, there are a few things I would like to say. Follow me on Instagram.
Oh, wow.
Go ahead.
Don't laugh. They need to hear my account names.
Okay.
Right. Follow me on Instagram at CP7Rocks. Follow me on Instagram at NFLWASH Redskins. And follow me on Instagram NBAMIA Heat. Please do that.
Is there any way that anybody can give you a 5-star review?
On Instagram, I do not believe so. Okay. You can like every picture I post.
Okay.
Which would be a little creepy to me.
You have 3 Instagram accounts?
Yes.
All right. We need to talk.
Is he in the witness protection program?
I don't know. Apparently, there's a lot I don't know.
Yeah.
Only one of them shares my actual name. So.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, because we want to be careful.
2 of them are just me supporting my teams,
right.
The Redskins and the Heat.
Right. And you post funny stuff. It's all. So listen, folks, you know, be good. All right? It's my son.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
All right, Connor, that's it. Thank you, man. We appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Hope you had fun.
Thank you.
Connor Perkins, everybody.
Yes.
I'll be here all week, everybody. Can we get a rim shot? Thank you.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out, time's up.
It's Tony and Gary, the Tony Perkins Show.
All right, I'm preparing my my resignation papers.
The funny one, but your dad and I love you.
Boy.
Yeah. You know, you're in trouble, and you know that. We've talked about this before. Your son is so smart. Precocious is a negative word, generally, and I say he's precocious only because he's ahead of his time. But you're too close. He's your son.
Yeah.
He's unbelievable.
Well, that's very nice of you.
I love him. I really do.
I have to say, you know, I've had him on TV, and one of the first times he was on TV with me, he blew me away. He blew all of us away.
Yeah.
Said some things, did some things that I didn't expect. I didn't, you know, say, hey, here's what I want you to do anything.
Right.
And I'm very excited and happy that he's comfortable with all of that. I don't know what his future holds.
No.
But I do know this, and I know most parents say this about their children. I've had a wonderful career. I've loved the things I've done. I know that he is going to surpass everything I've ever done. And that's wonderful.
Well, he already has.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Sorry.
That's true.
Sorry.
I am not the only one with talented children, Mr. Stein.
Well, you know, we could get nailed for doing this show, but I don't care.
No, you know what? It's part of it's the end of the year. We're all thinking about family, spending times with family and all that kind of thing. And, you know, we wanted to celebrate our families, but do it in a fun way.
Yes.
And turn you on to some things. I mean, let me tell you, here's why I'm excited about this. You've talked about your kids. You haven't gone into great detail about them. You have 2 boys. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you like you don't know. Gary,
right.
you have Ben and you have Bill.
Well, I have 2 that I know of.
Two that that you know of, yes. Yeah. When I first
you've
met
known
them
since they were babies.
They were little kids, yeah. And now they're big guys.
Ben is 19 and Billy is 16. It's
unbelievable.
Amazing.
Unbelievable. Is Billy driving?
No. In Jersey, you drive at 17.
Okay.
He is driving us crazy.
But that's their job.
It is their job as teenagers. So Ben couldn't be here today, but I am able to share something. It really is unbelievable. I've told you this story before, and I've played this for you before. Ben is not the most... I'm a pretty outgoing guy, mm-hmm. and you know you are too, and it makes sense that your son is. Mm-hmm. My children are outgoing with their friends, mm-hmm. with each other.
And they have their own talents. You've talked about and his athletic skills.
Billy is off the charts as an athlete. Yeah. He's just... Which I won't be able to really get into too much today, but... And he doesn't like that I say it. But he was a phenomenal baseball player, mm-hmm. unbelievable baseball player, and lacrosse and everything he does physically. He's great. He was a great skateboarder. Ben is a quiet guy,
mm-hmm.
and he wanted a guitar years ago. Got him a guitar, and all I ever heard were chords. Just he'd pick it up occasionally. He'd play chords. It started to become like Chinese water torture. It was like, I'm just hearing chords. I'm hearing chords, and he plays in his room.
Now, is this acoustic or electric?
Both, actually, okay. Yes. Right. I got him a Gibson electric guitar a number of years ago, mm-hmm. for Christmas, mm-hmm. and he was playing, but I said, play a song. Just play Frère Jacques. Can I hear anything? Mary Had a Little Lamb. But little did I know that Ben was actually working on stuff, but, he didn't share it. I didn't get it. And so now he goes off to college,
mm-hmm.
and he says, I was playing a little something, and I love Joe Bonamassa. He's my favorite guitarist. Joe Bonamassa makes it sound like he's playing three guitars at once.
He's an amazing guitarist.
So Ben records himself in his dorm room playing a Joe Bonamassa song that he loves. And this is how my wife and I find out he has since been labeled gifted by Gibson, where mm-hmm. he interned all summer, mm-hmm. Gibson guitars. This is the first thing I ever heard Ben play. It is called Palm Trees, Helicopters, and Gasoline by Joe Bonamassa, played here by Ben Stein. Thank you.
That is amazing.
But I recognize that it's really good.
Yeah, but.
But I had no, imagine having no idea that he could do that.
So literally, all you're in your
chords,
house, all you're hearing is like the.
No. That's a tune.
Not even that.
I'm just hearing like, just stuff, and it's. Noise.
That's amazing.
And what I found out, and he does talk to me about everything,
sure.
but not these things, not his talents. He told me recently that he doesn't read music, by the way. And neither does Sarah, my wife, mm-hmm. which we'll talk about in a second because mm-hmm. we're going to push this forward. But Ben told me that he can listen to any song on the radio, CD, whatever, and have it down in about 20 minutes.
Can I tell you something? That has been my fantasy. that I can't play any instruments. It's my one regret, really, about my childhood, that I never really learned an instrument. I had my parents bought an organ, and that didn't last very long, unfortunately. I got a guitar, and I did take some guitar lessons.
So did I. Yeah. I was terrible.
Well, I could play a little bit, but I didn't keep up with it. My dream, I wish I could play, and I've said this to Connor. He can play drums, but I've said, you don't know what joy you can bring to people and what a release it is for you if you can play an instrument. And some of these people who can hear something and then work it out and play it, that's like genius level. That's pretty amazing.
But you alluded to something before. Probably a little bit better than me being able to play the guitar is listening to my son and having been shocked by that.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Because he is going somewhere.
Yeah.
And you know, he, like I said, he interned at Gibson all summer, and he learned how to be a guitar tech from one of the best in the country, from a guy who toured with Jeff Beck and Eric Clapton. He taught Ben. Ben has taken apart and put guitars back together all summer. Wow. All the electronics. Wow. He'll make a guitar a retro guitar if it wasn't. Mm-hmm. He's learned so much. And people were stopping into the Gibson showroom and hearing Ben play in the rehearsal room. And Ace Frehley from Kiss came in and said, who is that?
Wow.
And they said, it's our 18-year-old guitar tech, intern.
Yeah.
And they said, does he know how good he is? And they said, we're holding back on that. He's musically gifted, and we're really not telling him.
Wow.
So I don't know where we're going.
Yeah, but
I just know he's amazing, and I'm shocked.
Now, what you just played there, I mean, you can hear the runs. That
yes.
is very complicated.
It really is.
That is super complicated.
I'm stunned in general, and I'm stunned as a happy dad.
Here's the great thing. If that's what he wants to follow, I mean, if he wants to be a musician, he can do that. If he feels like, nah, I don't really want to be out front, I mean, in terms of working on guitars, being a guitar tech
yes,
for people.
Yes, and touring.
That's
yep.
And touring, because you're with the band when you
that's
do that.
Right.
That's
a right.
great, exciting way
I have
to make
worries
a living.
About that, but you know, you can't hold your kids down,
no.
and Ben's got a good head on his shoulders,
yeah,
and
yeah.
they, you know, we talk about all sorts of things that, you know, I'm concerned about, and they let me know what they're doing, and I believe them.
Right, right.
So imagine he does that, and this year he gets the opportunity to be on a professional CD.
Mm-hmm.
And that CD, pushing our premise forward, folks, my wife, Sarah Partridge, I talk about her maybe too much. I can't help it. She's so unbelievably talented. She did something amazing this year. She has realized that she can write music. She mm-hmm. never knew she could do that before. She had 4 other CDs out. She decided this past year, to write all of her own music and lyrics.
Because the other CDs are covering the standards.
Yes.
She's a jazz singer,
she
we should
is.
Say. Yeah, and covering Sarah Vaughan tunes and all that.
All
Joe
that
Williams
stuff.
And all that.
A couple
yeah.
of CDs ago, she was pre-Grammy nominated, and
yeah.
then it fell off the list, ultimately, before it got to the Grammys. But you know what? This album is done.
Mm-hmm.
It comes out in March.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we'll promote it again in March.
Right.
But the significant thing for me is my wife is unbelievable, and she didn't know she could write, and she doesn't read music.
Right.
And in the only blues number that she wrote, she thought that there was a wonderful spot for Ben to do a guitar solo. So I want to play a little bit of Runaway Train. It's actually my favorite song on the album.
Mm-hmm.
And after the trombone solo, after she sings a little, there's a scat solo by Sarah. There's a trombone solo. And right after that, it's Ben with a guitar solo. Here we go. Runaway Train.
You better let your troubles go now. You gotta climb up on this train. You gotta let your troubles go now. You better find out who you are. You gotta get on out of town now. Store your baggage down below and never claim that it is yours. Store your baggage down below and never claim it's yours. You know it is a heavy load that you won't carry anymore. You're on your way to brighter days. Your old story's gone and done. You're on your way to better days. Your story's gone and done. The blues won't haunt you anymore because this train is on the run. Sa-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- goodbye.
I am not sick of it yet. I can't stop playing it. I play it in my car. I play it everywhere. I'm so proud of both of them.
He is. They're both great. He's really, really good. It fits. It's perfect. I like the tone of the guitar there because I know he works with how he wants this, how the shadings are going to be and all that kind
of
thing.
You know something because he decided to do a tribute to Les Paul and he picked one of his three amplifiers and the guitar that would give that sound of like early rock. That's what he wanted in there in the jazz solo when you picked it out.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Now, let me ask you, with that cut, why did you stay with the cut where Sarah forgot the words?
For those of you who don't know, that's called scatting, and it's not something that people can, that they do a lot, and it's also not easily done.
Right. I have a vision. She could go on tour when the album comes out. He could go with her playing guitar.
That would be the dream.
That would be fantastic. Yes. All right. Hey, Rob, can you call that person right there, please?
Sure.
I want to get somebody on the phone.
Okay.
Because Sarah, now let's say this. Again, the cut is Runaway Train. Album doesn't have a title yet, right?
It actually does have a title,
Do you want to give it yet, or do you need to wait?
Sure. It's called I Never Thought I'd Be Here.
Okay, I Never Thought I'd Be Here. It'll be out in March, and we'll tell you when it's out. You can't get it yet, but we'll tell you when it's out.
It's ready, but for marketing purposes, it really needs to be out in March.
Okay. You were nice enough to give me a preview version,
yes,
which I passed on to, I got to tell you, I know Sarah has some devout fans. One of your wife's biggest fans is my mother.
You know what? I think she's the biggest fan.
She loves Sarah, and my mom has extremely good taste. I mean, she, you know, growing up, we used to hear Sarah Vaughan in the house, and
I was impressed about who her influences were, and that she likes Sarah.
Yeah, and she likes a wide variety of music as well. So she's got all of Sarah's CDs, and now she has. Hello, Mom.
Hello, son.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Gary.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
You're on the air with us on the podcast, and I wanted to. I told my mom I would probably call today. We're calling. We're doing a show. It's all about nepotism, is what we're. So we're having. Connor was on. We just played Sarah, Gary's wife, and we're just celebrating our families and all of that. We played Ben playing guitar as well, and I was just telling the listeners what a big fan you are of Sarah's.
Oh, yes. I must say that I have been a fan of music in general since I was 8, 9, 10 years old. So I go way back. Mm-hmm. Way back then, it started off with Sarah Vaughan and Sarah and Billy Eckstine. People probably don't even know. And then Ella and Diana Washington and all of them. Of course, Billie Holiday. To me, you know, all the way up through the years, I've always loved music. So yep. We got Streisand, Nancy Wilson, and come a little forward, I got Diane Reeves mm-hmm. and Diana Krall, and now there's Layla Hathaway and Chrisette Michelle
yes.
and Letticy, all of them.
Now I know where Tony gets it from because he knows everything about music, but boy, you've stayed with the people you loved from before and moved
and
forward.
She's up to date, yeah.
And that's why I've always been so impressed that you like Sarah, because you really know music. And the people you love are the people that Sarah and I love.
Yes. And so, a few years ago, this CD came into my life, and I was blown away.
Oh, thank you.
This woman took it back. mm-hmm. She went back to all the old music, and she is fantastic. I mean, Sarah scats, and Ella Fitzgerald had her name all over scatting.
That's right. That's right.
But Sarah, she makes me hurt myself trying to keep up with her.
That's high praise.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And, you know, I want to say this because Gary mentioned it. This is where I get my love of music.
Yes.
I mean, you know me. I love music, and I love a wide variety of types of music, as does my mom. You know, you start out with what you hear played in the house.
By your parents.
By your parents, mm-hmm. yeah. And so, you know, I know all of this music. I'm not as big a jazz fan as obviously you are or my mom is, but it all started there. And, Mom, I thank you for that, for the love of music. And my mom still turns me on to stuff. Chrisette Michelle, is that her name?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. My mom told me about Chrisette Michelle, and I went out and bought it and loved it. So that's great.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. I never heard that before, actually.
Yeah, yeah. So that's great. I love it.
Now I'm trying to turn him on to Sam Smith.
Yeah, Sam Smith, he's the new one with Stay With Me was his big hit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yes.
Huge hit this year.
I didn't know the name, but I know the song.
Yeah, so I will check that out.
I love that you're up on it, and I'm going to learn from you, too.
Now, tell me, because you were telling me that you have a favorite track that Sarah does?
Oh, listen, on the You Are There Songs for My Father CD, the whole CD, from beginning to end, but if I were to pull one out, I would pull out Rollin' Pete.
Oh, okay.
That's a song Joe Williams made famous.
Joe Williams and Count Basie.
You got it.
We just pulled it up. Let's here. We can hear a little bit of it.
He wants to quit me, but I love him still. He's got eyes like diamonds, teeth that shine like gold. He's got eyes like diamonds, teeth that shine like Fort Knox gold. Every time he kisses me, he sends my metal soul. Baby, you're so beautiful, but you gotta die one day. Yes, you are so beautiful, you should be mine one day. All I want's a little loving before you pass away. Roll them boys and jump for joy. Hey man, I'm happy, I'm happy as a baby boy. My mama's gonna buy me a hydropathic kitty car. Early in the morning, everybody's gonna shout.
Actually, that's one of my favorites too by Sarah.
I love
like
it too.
That. That's a great
song.
She
often closes shows with that song because it gets such a rollicking response.
Yeah, and Mom, who did that originally?
Joe Williams and Count Basie.
All right, okay, yeah.
Joe Williams is dancing somewhere.
Yeah, yes. And Joe used to close his shows with that song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So on the other one, she has Every Day I Have the Blues.
Yeah.
Which is also Joe Williams.
That's right. That was his intro song. Count Basie would start playing the intro, and the audience would go nuts because they knew it was Every Day I Have the Blues.
Mm-hmm. 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 I love Count Basie, too. I've got probably 15, 16 Count Basie CDs, which is really nothing because there are probably 50 or 60 of them.
Oh, he made a ton.
Over the years, yeah, and all the compilations and all that kind of stuff. But I love Count Basie, too. And I actually have to say my love of the Beatles comes from my mom as well, because when they hit in 64, despite the fact that what we were listening to was soul music, as it was called then,
right?
My mom saw them on the Ed Sullivan Show, heard them on the radio, and loved the Beatles, and bought
the Beatles! Yep.
We drop that in every time I mention them, which is every show, and bought the first album, Meet the Beatles, and that's how I came to love them.
Yep.
You said I actually destroyed that album, right?
Yes, you did. I wasn't going to mention that.
What happened?
You took it out of the sleeve and put it on the floor and put your hands on it and slid it across the wood floor.
Oh, little did I know.
Yeah.
Well, you've returned it because you've given me Beatles CDs, and all of the music that was on the album is on various CDs.
Yeah.
So thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Well, we just wanted to reach out to you and include you in the show. And I wanted Gary to know what you thought about the new Sarah
well,
music.
Well, you know you will always get an autographed copy of anything that comes out. I will definitely, I think you have the pre-copy, but you'll get,
yes,
the, you'll get the real one in March written out to you, of course.
Okay. Thank you very much, Gary. And the wonderful thing about that one is it's all her music.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, she wrote it all. It's amazing that she did this.
Well, I thank you very much. And what you must do is tell the people how they get Sarah's music.
Yes, well, they can go to iTunes. They can go to all of her stuff is downloadable. You can go to Amazon through the Mike O'Meara Network. That would be a great way to buy it. She's on all the, you know, it's hard to buy CDs anymore out there in the stores.
Yeah.
But she's on all the websites, you know, all the CD sites, and you can purchase any of her CDs. And thank you for bringing that up, because I didn't even think about it.
Yeah, the people must have these CDs.
Thank you.
Yeah, my mom is for the people.
I think your mother would be a good manager.
She's managed me for 50 plus years.
Yeah, so have I.
May I add one little thing?
Yes.
As far as the Beatles are concerned?
Yes.
Gary?
Yes.
Has Anthony ever let you in on the lyrics that he wrote to Yesterday?
No. And no, and I've probably known him 15 years. Yeah. No, I don't know that.
Well, you have to let him make you aware of those lyrics. It's called Any Day. Any day. I could write a hit song any day.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
It was a parody of Yesterday, yeah. I can't believe you remember that and remember the lyrics.
Well, because every time I hear Yesterday, I sing your lyrics.
It was a parody of how easy it seemed to be for Paul McCartney to write these hits any day. I could write a hit song any day, but the taxes are too much to pay. But
so
I could write one any day.
Fantastic.
Oh,
fantastic.
I can't believe that. That's great.
Yesterday. Okay, guys. Thank you for calling.
Right. Thanks for being there.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
All right. I love you. Talk to you later.
All righty.
Bye.
Bye, Mom. You know, I tell you, I've talked to her many times.
Mm-hmm.
I've been with her many times.
Mm-hmm.
It only occurs to me today, after spending time with your mother and Connor, wow, I know where you and Connor get it from.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You know?
My mom and my dad, God rest his soul, both very outgoing and both very funny people.
Yes.
Both of them very funny people.
And like my mother, your mother has remained very contemporary.
You
know, I never feel like I'm talking to an older person who stayed frozen in time in her favorite spot in history.
Mm-hmm.
Your mother's always moved forward. My mother continues to move forward,
mm-hmm,
at a rapid pace.
Which I love about your mom. I've met your mom,
yeah,
too.
You have. Yes, you have.
And yeah. She is, we don't have to discuss ages. I don't know how old she is, but she does not seem that she would be old enough to be your mom. Let's put it that way.
She's not.
No.
No. No. I don't want to say that my mom will be 84 in April, but she will, and you would never know. My mother still drives to New York any day she feels like it. You know,
she's,
and listen, we're celebrating here. My mother is an amazing painter. She's a celebrated painter. Mm-hmm. She was a protege of Salvatore Dali's.
Are you serious?
You know that.
You did? Yes, you did tell me that. Did she pose for him?
No, but she was, when she first started as an artist, she was an artist model. And then she was offered all kinds of scholarships at the Art Students League to paint. And she's won the Beaux-Arts Award in New York a number of times. She's won every award you can win. She's in Who's Who in American Art.
Wow.
But she is my mother. and you, I gotta tell you, what you know what? I want to tell her. I want to tell her.
Hello?
Mom?
Hi.
Listen, I hope you don't mind, but you're on the air. Knowing you, you don't mind. It's the Tony Perkins Show, unfortunately, still featuring Gary Stein.
No, we bumped it up today. We bumped it up to starring Gary Stein. Hi, Mom. This is your other son, Tony.
That's the way it should be. How are you, darling?
We're great. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. Actually, you caught me reading the obituaries. I usually try to catch up to tell Gary who died.
Yeah. This is, you know what?
Here we go.
No, let me tell you something. This is what Jewish people do. The first thing they turn to. My mother will call me. Mom, tell me. I'm not lying here, Mom. She will call me, and this is like the thrill of her day. She'll say, "You're not going to believe it." I go, "What?" I think something horrible happened. Right. Saul Teplitsky died. And I'll say, "Who?" And she'll say, "Saul Teplitsky. He was 79 years old, and he lived in Passaic. I never met him, did I?" She goes, "No, I just thought you ought to know."
I just like to keep you up with the news.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I didn't say this before. I did. Listen, I was singing your praises.
Yes.
I've already told them about your artwork and that you wrote a screenplay.
I know.
And she's working on a novel, and she's working on another book that's for people to help other people.
Mm-hmm.
So she's very busy. But there is something. It's just because I'm her son. I swear to God, this is the way she tortures me.
That's my job.
Yeah, I know. So she called me the other day, and of course I always take Amtrak to Washington to do the show. And she called me the other day, she said, "Listen, I just want you to be aware there was a shooting on Amtrak." Now, she also sends me articles, mm-hmm. you know, the things that you can do to help prevent cancer,
mm-hmm.
what to do about preventing heart attacks. This is even before I brought up the potential heart problem
right.
that I don't have. Mom, what am I supposed to do with that information? Dress in a flak suit and go to Washington as a Marine?
Well, I know that you have plugs in your ears. You're glued to watching a movie, mm-hmm. and I think you should just be aware of what's going on. I mean, it's an awful world.
Gary, you should listen to your mother.
Listen, why do you think I got like this?
You need to be aware of your surroundings.
But there's not much I can do about it, right? And you send me all these things about potential diseases that we hope we all dodge.
Wait a minute now. Jewish mothers are above all else. We're scientists. I have three absolute cures for just about everything.
Okay.
These are the three cures. Chicken soup,
mm-hmm.
Haagen-Dazs coffee ice cream.
Right, ooh. Right.
And Vicks VapoRub.
Hey!
With that, you can conquer anything in the world.
I love it.
Now, you don't eat the Vicks, do you?
No, but as a matter of fact, even with the chicken soup, if you want to get rid of the terrorists, all you have to do is drop some of Grandma's knadels on them.
They were the heaviest matzo balls I've ever eaten in my life.
Right.
So you think,
would that
you
solve
think
the problem?
That's what we should be dropping? You think we should be dropping her matzo balls?
Matzo bombs, right.
Matzo bombs. Hey, we already have a name for the episode. Otherwise, that would have been it. Matzo bombs.
We could use that.
But, you know, I'm really a believer in that stuff because lots of times doctors will give you medications, and the medications will cure the problems,
mm-hmm.
but they wind up giving you hair on your tongue.
Yeah. You know what? Can I say something? You're absolutely right. I see the ads for the medications on, like, during the evening news and all that kind of stuff. They spend the first 15 seconds talking about this is going to cure shingles or whatever it is, and then the next 45 seconds is, it could lead to blindness or nausea or possibly, you know.
Or death.
Or death. Yeah, yeah. Half the time, one of the possible side effects is death. I'm going to stay away from
that.
Yeah,
your nose is going to fall off. Right. Your eyes are going to fall out.
And I'm a believer in the chicken soup, let me tell you. And doctors finally, didn't they catch up and say, you know, there is, we don't know why, but it does seem to work. So there you
go. Listen, if Gary had listened to me.
Right, here we go. Here we go.
And had put a chicken soup poultice on his knee. You wouldn't have had those cockamamie operations.
Chicken soup.
Mom,
what is that?
No one except someone your age knows what poultice is.
What is that?
You want to explain that, please?
Is that like a salve?
In 2014 English, please.
A poultice is a compress.
Ah.
You just dip it in chicken soup. You put it on whatever's bothering you.
Wow.
You have some coffee ice cream.
This is how she's curing the world.
And rub some Vicks on your chest.
Yes.
And yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So I wouldn't have needed a knee replacement from all the damage I did in all the years of racquetball if I had put chicken soup on my knee.
Well, you probably wouldn't have had to use the chicken soup poultice on your knee. if you hadn't done as much running around. You know, Tony, Gary has been running around since he was born.
Yeah.
There's two things that he always did. He never shut his mouth. He walked around the house singing constantly.
Please and tell us more.
And he doesn't have a good voice. I think that's why he married his wife, because she's got a wonderful voice.
Yeah, and what you just said, that's why I'm insecure, because you knew I couldn't sing. And
when you say he was running around, he just couldn't stop. He can never stop. He's always moving, right?
That's right.
Yeah,
Do you know he drove his grandmother crazy? I used to bring him to the house for a visit. And you know the knobs that you have on the old-fashioned kitchen cabinet?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He used them as a stepladder. And he used to climb up onto the counters and run around the counters. And Grandma didn't know what to do. She loved him, but she was her eyes used to run around trying to follow him. I know one thing, they felt relieved. They were so happy to see him, but I know they had to be relieved when we took him home.
Yeah, I'm sure. That's often how grandparents are. It's like, all right, you can take him now.
I'm sure you were relieved when I moved out.
So tell me briefly, I don't want you to blow this because you want to keep it private, but...
what you want.
Well, the screenplay that you're working on, which you said you would send me, is it finished? Is it done?
Oh, it is, but, you know, I knew that you were so busy working on your show, I didn't want to bother you.
Oh, I'm very busy, but honestly, I will read the screen. I'll at least read the first 20 pages. If I don't like it, I won't finish it. But if I do,
read at least into the middle.
I'm surprised you didn't volunteer to read it to him. I know what you're like.
I'm as bashful as Gary is.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I can tell.
I thought it might be a good idea for you to see where I get it from.
Listen, do you know what my kids did to me?
What?
Now, I'm going to make a confession for Gary.
Okay.
Thank you.
My kids were really concerned about me after my husband died, you know, and time was going on. They felt a little guilty that I was alone all the time. They didn't ask me to live with them. What they said was, Mom, we're putting you on J-Date.
Oh, really? The dating site?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. I wanted her to marry somebody rich and have them take care of her.
And did you go on that?
You know, I'm getting things like... Hot Harry. You know, they have all these crazy names.
Hot Harry.
They kind of scare you off.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for you guys to fix me up.
Okay.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. We're working on our producer, Rob. We're trying to get him fixed up. After we've got that locked away, we can help you out.
Mom,
never mind that. How about Rob's father?
Oh!
Well, I don't think Rob's mother would like that very much. Mom, in terms of, just so that we know a little bit more about how to plan this for you, how young are you willing to go with a man? You know, I've given away your age, by the way, I'm sorry, but how young can the man be?
Well, it's not how young he can be. I want him to be able to walk and to be able to be in an upright position.
So the only criteria
is... And he has to breathe. Yeah.
That's what I was going to say.
You're not a demanding woman. I don't care what Gary says. You're not a demanding woman.
I think she's a realist.
Gary, did you have enough time with all this that's going on to do your Hanukkah and Christmas gifts?
I'm getting there. Yeah, I'm getting there.
I have a perfect solution.
What?
I came to it, you know, my friend Betty.
Yes. Oh, yes,
I know. We have very different tastes. Well, each year she asks me what I want for Christmas, and I ask her the same thing. Neither one of us ever gives a response to the other person. So eventually what we do is we wind up buying what we want for ourselves, and after Christmas, we trade.
That is bizarre.
Well, I,
kind
you
of
know,
makes sense.
It's bizarre, but practical.
Yes, it is.
And something you would think of. So listen, I want you to know, I'm heading home tonight. I'll be taking Amtrak. I'll be watching a movie, and if there's anybody on there doing what they shouldn't be doing, I won't know about it. I will do what I always do. I will call you and let you know that I'm home.
Okay, honey.
What are we going to do with him? He doesn't learn.
I love you both.
We love you, too. And I have to tell you what a joy it is working with your son in these endeavors. We are having so much fun. It's fantastic.
Oh, that's great. So, that's really great.
Thanks for bringing him into the world.
I thank you, too,
believe
Mom.
Believe me, it was my pleasure.
at least at the moment. Well, Mom, thank you for having me, because I really love doing this show.
Great. I love hearing it, and I hope I can see the show, too.
Yes, you will.
Yes, you will.
All right.
I'll talk to you tonight.
Okay, honey.
Bye, Mom.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Love.
Love you.
What a sweetie. We've got some good mommies.
We do.
You know, with that, now, Rob, we would let you call your mom, but I think we're out of time.
Oh, yeah, that's all right.
I apologize for not being able to talk to my son, Billy. But,
oh, yes.
You know, we can't really watch him play baseball. So.
Well, this has been great fun. We thank you all. It's our last show of the year, but we'll be back with another new show right after, I think on January 3rd, we've got a new show coming up.
Right.
I guess I've said everything I want to say.
Yeah,
This has been extraordinary. We love doing it. Thank you for being so accepting. Tell your friends. Also, don't forget, because I didn't do this earlier, you can subscribe to us on iTunes. Tell your friends to do that. And remember that they can leave a 5-star review. That would make us very happy and help us out.
Merry Christmas to you, Tony Perkins.
Happy Hanukkah to you.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Rob Ford.
Happy holidays all
around. We love you, Rob Ford.
Love you guys, too.
I'm getting very teary.
We're going to leave you with a little holiday music.
When Dude Walker says goodbye at the very end, will he be crying?
Goodbye. We'll see you soon.
See you soon.
The Tony Perkins Show. A more broadcasting presentation. This is Dude Walker speaking. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.